This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move along in the Psalter, picking up with Psalms 94 through 96. But a breath? Blessed is the man you discipline. Let us worship and bow down. A new song, and for he comes. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your honest mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings of death,
upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 42. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry aloud or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his law. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to carved idols. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Behold, they spring forth. I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. When Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Behold my servant. What kind of introduction is this? We might not win many friends in life by introducing someone with the title servant. We'd probably like something more along these lines. CEO. Owner, MVP, five-time champion, citizen of the year, valedictorian. As far as the world is concerned, who wants to be a servant? Who wants to spend their time meeting the needs of others? It's much easier and it's probably much nicer to be served than be a servant. A long time ago, Isaiah, the prophet of God, wrote to God's people, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights." And God wasn't talking about his people. He had rescued them from slavery in Egypt, the house of bondage, and he had called them because of his goodness and mercy to them to be a light to the nations. But the Israelites weren't that light to the nations. They acted just like their surrounding neighbors. God said, "After I have been so good to you, bringing you out of Egypt, live as a servant to the nations." And they said, "We will serve ourselves, and we will live for ourselves." God said, "Live for my glory." And they said, "No thanks. We'll take the glory instead." Unfortunately, we're all just like those ancient Israelites. We've been rescued from sin, death, and Satan by the perfect life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. God has been so good to us, and he's called us to be a living, breathing reflection of his goodness and his mercy. He's called us to be a servant to a world that needs him. He's called us to be a living, breathing representation of what is good and what is true and what is right. He said to represent his love and his care and his mercy and his forgiveness to a world in need. And for as hard as we try, our servanthood leaves much to be desired. How often don't we all catch ourselves acting more like the master than the servant? How often aren't we guilty of living to our own glory instead of God's glory? We look out for ourselves, we take care of ourselves, we serve ourselves first. We listen to WIIFM. What's in it for me? Unfortunately, that's how it is for all of us. We are all far from the servants that God always delights in him. We're just like the Israelites. We all fail, just like they did. If no one here is the perfect servant of God, who is? Where is the servant that God always delights in? Who is the servant that Israel needs? Who is the servant that Isaiah writes about that we need? Enter Jesus Christ. At his baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist, the heavens opened. The Spirit of God descended on Jesus in the form of a dove, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." God was well pleased with his Son, Jesus, because everything he did was good and everything he did was right and just. Jesus came to be the perfect servant who would always serve God and always serve people. He would always do what is right. He would show in his life what is good and true and just and right. He would demonstrate that God's way is the right way. Jesus didn't do what's convenient. Jesus didn't do what's easy. He didn't do what was fun or what would bring fame or popularity or wealth. Jesus did what was right. He did what God wanted done every single time. He lived up to his own words. "I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me." This is why God always delighted in his Son, Jesus. Jesus didn't live for himself. He was a true servant whose master was God. His poverty did not keep him from doing God's will. The taunting and ridicule of others did not keep him from doing God's will. The tempting of Satan never kept him from doing God's will. The threats and the abuse of violent people didn't keep him from doing God's will. The prospect of great suffering, an agonizing death, and a sacrificial death on a cross did not keep him from doing God's will. God was always pleased with his servant Jesus. Jesus is a servant in whom God always delights. He sets the standard. But he is far more than a model or an example to follow. Jesus is God's gift to us. God says, "I am the Lord. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness." Isaiah is talking about relief and comfort and forgiveness for people like the Israelites and us who do not always live up to our servant calling. He's talking about bringing hope and forgiveness to people like the Israelites and us who are far too often guilty of acting in self-serving ways. Jesus is God's gift to men and women like us who have the desire to live as a servant, but who don't always live up to it. For servants who fall down on the job, Jesus brings forgiveness and freedom and opens our eyes to hope that lasts forever. He sets us from the disappointment and shame that's associated with our sin. So how does he do it? Isaiah says this morning, "A bruised reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not quench." When we are weak and burdened because of our sin, Jesus comes to us with love and forgiveness. He doesn't come condemning us or judging us or making demands of us. He doesn't come to punish us because we've been such poor servants. He's not impatient, and he's not harsh. He doesn't snap us off like a broken reed or snuff us out like a dimly burning candle. He treats us like the woman at the well. He gives us the water of eternal life free of charge. He treats us like the criminal on the cross next to him. He doesn't write us off as a failure. He doesn't tell us that we're not worth saving. He says that we'll be in paradise with him in spite of our sin. Instead of breaking us off or snuffing us out for all of our failings as servants, he took all of our failings upon himself. He bore our sins in his body on the cross, and dying in our place for us, being the ultimate servant to us, he's gentle and full of forgiveness for all of us, no matter what our sin might be. In a non-servant world, there is only one in whom the Lord always delights. There's only one who is God's gift to broken and fallen servants like us. And in Jesus Christ, there is always redemption and renewal and empowerment for servant living. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember the family of Glenn Mertz, an S&P student who died unexpectedly before Christmas. Through his death and resurrection, Christ has opened heaven for us. Anointed in holy baptism with the Spirit who proceeds from him, let us lift up to our Heavenly Father our prayers for the church and for the world. For the church that scattered throughout the world, she might be sent forth in the Lord's name to proclaim freedom and release to those who are bound by the forces of sin, sickness, darkness, and death. Let us pray to the Lord. For the nations of the world and their leaders, that they may pursue what is godly and righteous in God's eyes, and for this nation in particular, that in the midst of division, the forces of evil may be thwarted, and a spirit of unity may prevail among us. Let us pray to the Lord. For the institutions that serve this community, the schools and colleges and hospitals, nursing homes and pregnancy centers, adoption agencies, homeless shelters, and sanctuaries for the unwanted, that they may ever serve as pools of refreshment, healing, and hope, let us pray to the Lord. For the sick, the disabled, and all who mourn the death of loved ones, especially those who mourn the death of Glenn, that they may be alive to God in Christ as they await from him healing, strength, and comfort, let us pray to the Lord. For those who will receive the testament of Christ's body and blood, that in true faith they may obtain the peace of God that passes all understanding, let us pray to the Lord. For those purified by the Spirit's fire in holy baptism, and over whom death no longer has dominion, let us give thanks, that all the baptized may, like them, cross the Jordan into the promised land of God's heavenly kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Hear us, gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Grant us your Spirit, gracious Father, that we may give heed to the testament of your Son in true faith, and above all, firmly take heart the words with which Christ gives to us his body and blood for our forgiveness. By your grace, lead us to remember and give thanks for the boundless love which he manifested to us, when by pouring out his precious blood, he saved us from your righteous wrath and from sin, death, and hell. Grant that we may receive the bread and wine that is his body and blood as a gift, guarantee, and pledge of his salvation. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at his command and with his own words, we receive his testament. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.